Welcome to Reality of the Rose with your host, Natalie Sprink.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 102 of Reality of the Rose. I'm your host, Allie Sprink, not to be mistaken with Natalie Sprink. And we're going to welcome my guest to the podcast. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, sure. Thanks for having me on my podcast, Allie.
You're welcome.
I'm very appreciative of this. My name is Natalie Sprink. You may know me as the host of Reality of the Rose, but today is a bit different.
Not today.
When you hear this, well, it's be today when they're listening.
No, I meant not today.
Not today. Today, Allie is going to be your host. Do you want to explain why?
Yes.
Even though I already
I'm the host.
Yeah.
Well, the reason we're doing it is because we're doing it as somewhat of a celebration of 100 episodes of Reality of the Rose. And I figured that it would be kind of fun if I asked questions to my mom about things, like she asked questions to her guests. And they're not going to be the same questions that she usually asks. They're just going to be questions that I came up with that I want to ask about everything. And so we're gonna switch roles this time.
So, and to clarify, I do not know these questions. She did not want to give them to me ahead of time, so I have no preparation. So I'm hoping I'm not put on the spot too much, but also we actually were thinking about doing this for the actual 100th episode, but I was trying to be a like good mom, so to speak, and not bug Allie last week when it was 100 episodes, because I knew she was really, really busy, only to find out I should have bugged her because she was like, what? I wanted to do that. I still want to do that. And I was like, okay, we'll still do it. It'll just be 102 instead of 100. But I appreciate that. So she was trying to be a good daughter. I was trying to be a good mom. We just didn't have good communication.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, we might as well just get started with the first question to kick things off. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The first question is, since you have had 100 episodes to consider, what would you say your favorite episode of your podcast has been?
Oh my gosh.
What's like the first one that comes to mind?
Well, I would say, oh man, that's hard. Two come to mind. Can I do two?
Yeah, fine.
Okay. So the very first one that popped in my head, honestly, was my favorite episode, I think, just because it was like my really only true Bachelor-related podcast was Clayton's mom, Kelly, because that was like a true tie to the Bachelor world that was anywhere near actually like interviewing someone from The Bachelor. So from a Bachelor perspective, I'd say I really, that one is what first came to my mind. I think the other one was, I think it was really fun when it was you and I and Maga and Grace and Aunt Abby, and we had our like first little podcast like that, because I thought it was fun to do. And it was first kind of like group, like guest besides you, which I shouldn't guess. I shouldn't say besides you being a guest, but you're a very frequent guest. It was the first like where I had other guests besides you. So.
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite was when we surprised Grace with Harry's.
Oh, that was good. That was really good.
But that wasn't like a technically a real episode, but kind of.
No, that was a lot of fun. And that one probably even would have been more effective had I have like a YouTube channel or something where you could like seen her reaction as well as heard it, because half of it was silent because it was her
Crying.
like, yeah, crying.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. If you had to, well, I guess you kind of just answered this, so you can clarify, but who's your favorite guest? I guess it's probably you don't have, besides me.
Yeah, besides you, I really like, I think, I mean, I very, very much appreciate everybody that has come on to be a guest. But I think realistically, I have to also, yes, answer that with Kelly, because it was a, you know, it was, I was like, first of all, honored that she, you know, like was receptive to me asking the question. And, but then once she was receptive, I was sort of honored, but then I was also like, it was fun to talk to her. And I also really liked it because we really like hit it off. Like we still talk, like we'll still, I just checked in with her, because she retired, from teaching officially. She's totally retired. And so she had a post on her Instagram. And so I like congratulated her and we talked back and forth several times. So I wish, I would love to get together with her, sometime just to chat, you know, because I mean, we're similar ages and we seem to just hit it off. So I met a new friend.
Yeah. Okay. If you had to pick one thing about having, if you had to pick one favorite thing about having a podcast, what would it be?
100% easy answer. And that is just having my own. Want something that's 100% just me and mine, and somewhere where I have my own platform to just talk about whatever I want to talk about for however long I really want to talk about, and it's just mine. Because I feel like a lot of other things I do and have done, even including my like jobs, are connected to family members and things like that. Not to say that they're not rewarding in each of their respects, but like this is just something I thought of on my own that I wanted to do, that I like researched and just did. So I think that is what is most satisfying. It could be about The Bachelor, or it could be talking about, you know, wine I like to drink. I don't, doesn't matter the content, but just the fact that it's just mine.
Nice. And you
Yeah.
always still look forward to doing it every day
I
or
do.
every
And I
week.
think maybe that's what makes it like what I makes it for me more enjoyable, and that I go back to it without even a second thought, is like I compare it to when I was trying my hand at influencing on Instagram, and that became more like work to me, and more like the pressures got to me of succeeding and like the numbers. And even though that was supposed to be something, and I know, I think every influencer says that, like, oh, I just started this out, it's just this little side thing I wanted to do, and I just do it because I love it. And not to say that that's not true, but like I did that, but it came to be where I didn't enjoy doing it anymore because it was too much pressure. And even though this isn't this massively successful podcast, you know, where I have millions of or even thousands of downloads, I still just do it because I enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
Because I don't even, you have to have X number of downloads or listens before you're allowed to have advertisers. And I mean, I don't have advertisements, so I have not even reached that level, but I don't really care. So if it's meant to be a success someday, it will be. If not, I'm just going to keep doing it because I like to do it.
It's your hobby.
That's right.
And everyone should have a hobby.
Yeah. Agreed.
Okay. This might be a harder one, but this one is, if you had to choose another name for your podcast, what would it be?
Oh my gosh.
Or like maybe like if you had to choose like a different like
Topic.
theme. What would it be? Because name is hard.
Definitely would be about, I think me adding in those Rose interviews, because I do know that the niche of just Bachelor recaps is very narrow because there's a kajillion already. And I'm also competing with all the big name Bachelor people that already do recap shows and all the established podcasts that came out way before mine. Plus, I don't have a lot of those people. That's partly their full-time gig. So they have all this time to put into, like, they even have producers and they can like spend all this time editing and adding in all these other things. And I just don't have time to do that. So basically, I record it and publish it. But I think like me just being like, it would be like sort of, like lack of a better word, like a lifestyle type show where trying to just have some like relatable content where I have guests where I just like basically have conversations with them that are interesting, but people may gain a little bit of knowledge about something when they listen, or they may feel like, oh, I have that happen to me too, or oh, that sounds like fun. I should do that. Or I know when I listen to a podcast, I sometimes just enjoy listening to people like discuss things or like discussing pop culture topics.
I was
Or
just gonna ask, would you ever want to be one of those like celebrity gossip
totally would love
podcasts?
that. I
Because
would.
there's like so many popular ones right now that like always are trying to do like breaking news of celebrity pop culture.
Yes.
I
I
figured.
think yes, and I like listening to that. I like listening to those. I especially like ones. I wish I could have be able to schedule guests more because I also think it's more interesting to listen when people are talking back and forth about a topic and not just me giving my opinion. So like I guess I would also wish that I would could either have a consistent like co-host or like two or three that I what am I re revolve
Rotate.
rotate like rotate around or something like that. Yes, would love to do that. So I think that like pop culture, lifestyle, relatable, just discussion type content in addition to Bachelor. Like I would like it if I could do two episodes a week. One would be Bachelor recap, the other would be like a freestyle type, you know,
Why
episode
can't
where
you?
we cover. Well, I guess I could. Well, one is a time. Again, time, a time thing because, you know, since I work full time during the day, it has to be then two nights of my evening. Plus, I will ha would have to find guests that are willing to come on those particular nights because I think also to have something that is successful, it's good if people know when, like, I know to expect Reality Throws every Tuesday, Thursday. You know, or every whatever it is. And I already sort of change that up sometimes, but I think it would be best. And like, I don't know if I can always get everybody to record Wednesday nights, you know, so it's like not as easy as it sounds, but maybe
But if
someday.
you were to have your ideal podcasting world, that's what you would do.
Yes.
Okay.
I would have two episodes a month, a week with alternating Bachelor recap with a freestyle episode that discusses whatever I want to discuss that week.
Okay. And since you are a Bachelor podcast, if you had to pick your favorite Bachelor person in all of Bachelor history franchise, who would it be? And I think I know the answer.
Okay. Do you want to say what I'm going to guess?
No.
Okay.
No, I'll tell you if it was right.
Caitlin
Yep. Why? Her scrunchies?
Well, yeah, her scrunchies, except like
And
I
her
could have
wine?
worn out her scrunchies, the fact that she has a scrunchie line and a wine line and has done
Her
a
scrunchies are too
podcast.
expensive for my taste, though.
No, they are super expensive. And she also has put out like loungewear, which is fine, but it's really high price. Like, I don't think that
Yeah.
she should price her stuff that high. I think she's personally think she's pricing herself out of her normal fan base.
I'm looking at
I'm
her.
not going to pay $85 for a sweatshirt. I'm just probably not going to,
Yeah.
you know? So
Well,
I don't like that part of it, but.
Well, I also think that like $22 for a clip.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit.
Right. It is pretty high priced. And her wine is actually not that high priced, except for the fact that the shipping is about as expensive as the wine itself, which
Yeah.
doubles the price of the wine. Like, it would be great. I mean, and she's putting it. It's in Targets in several markets now, but not in
Oh,
Cranston,
really?
Wisconsin. Yeah. I think in Dallas or Austin, she has it. It's somewhere in California in Targets. And I think one other city, maybe Chicago. I don't know, but she's getting to where she's getting it. And it's in Canada in a few like liquor stores, but I would have to get mine online. But I think I just admire her. I admire how she has made something from nothing. Like, she definitely, I mean, I guess all bachelor people are kind of rags to riches, quote unquote, but she really like, you know, was like living on her parents' couch at one point before she was, you know, went on the Bachelorette. And she is the was the first sort of to push the boundaries of like not like of like with her overnight, like her like sex and stuff like that, as far as the show, you know, like since her, it's become totally accepted. Back when she was on, it was not at all. Like, she was like vilified because she slept with two people on her season or more than one. And now it's completely turned a corner. But also, just she doesn't really care what people think. Like, I always envy that a little bit, you know, people that don't give a shit. And she seems like a very, very hard worker to me. And I respect that. And so I don't think she's ever sold out, like, too, where I think maybe some bachelor people have. I'm actually not the craziest about her podcast anymore, if I can say that. I probably shouldn't say that because she's on mine sometimes, but I've come to listen to others a little bit more. But the fact that she has had a very, very successful podcast for a long time, like, is totally, I totally respect. And
wasn't she kind of like the first one to do a bachelor podcast?
I think so. Ben and Ashley, I think, were also right up there. They might have been first. But I know she was up there. And I mean, the first ones that I know of were Ben and Ashley. And then Becca Tilly, she's had hers for a long time, but I don't think she even does bachelor recapping or bachelor content at all. But Becca and then Caitlin and Nick's has been out for quite a long time too. But yeah, she was one of the first for sure.
Yeah, because I remember listening to, like, when I was, I don't remember if, like, was I in high school or was it college? But I remember hers being a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember for sure either exactly when she started, but I'm pretty
well,
sure
shit,
it
I
was
in college 4 years ago. So,
well, I think it was pre us moving up here. So it had to be before you were in college then.
A long time ago then.
Yeah. Because I think she had her podcast when she was still together with Sean, you know, because they co-hosted a bunch.
Wait. Sean?
Isn't that his name? Yeah. Wasn't Sean the guy she ended up with off her season?
Was he the blonde?
Yeah.
I thought he married Catherine.
Catherine.
Sean and Catherine?
Well, Sean Lowe. That's Sean Lowe.
Who's her boyfriend?
Sean, ex-boyfriend. Caitlin. What? No, let me test my Sean. What is
oh,
his
I
name?
Know it.
You do?
Sean Booth.
Sean Booth.
Right. Okay. Yes.
And they were really funny together, actually. I mean, I liked it when they did podcasts together, but yeah, then they broke up and then she had her single period and then her and Jason found each other. And so she's had hers a lot, long time.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think now, since you've got your couple of podcast bachelor questions out of the way, and that's what you normally talk about, let's switch gears a little bit. And I'm going to ask you, who is your favorite child?
Maxie.
I knew it.
You can't ask that question.
I knew you were going to say Max.
Well,
out of the six children, you would choose Max.
Yeah, how can you not? He's just right there at my feet every second of the day. Feels like.
Is Max home today?
He is. But it's dinner time exactly right now. So I'm sure he's at my dad begging to eat. He's
Probably.
Already been bugging me for the past hour and a half. And, and then I have to say, Maxie, it's not time yet. It's not time yet. And then he goes, like, looks at me like, I don't, that's not what I want to hear. He knows what that means.
Okay. Well, so Max is your favorite child. So I think something that I found as being an adult, is I'm still struggling to do this, but it's hard to find hobbies, I feel like, as an adult, because you don't like have a lot of free time. So like, I guess when you have kids, your kids are your hobbies, but that's like, right now you don't really have any kids at home, like full time. So my question is, have you, besides podcasting, is there any hobbies you've picked up since you've become an empty nester? What are your favorite, what would you say your favorite hobbies right now are?
Well, I mean, yes, podcasting, I guess, would be the obvious one. So since you said not counting
We're not going to discount that as a hobby. I just want to hear, like, outside.
I mean, I've taken up reading more again. And nice. I actually have been reading quite a bit more lately. And I've, like, actually tried to read every night before bed, even if it's just, like, a few chapters, or even if it's just a chapter, depending on what time it is. And I really have liked that I've gotten back into that, because it's, like, I always think that reading is a good challenge for your mind in a way, at least comparing it to scrolling your Instagram or just watching TV, which both of which I love to do. Yeah. So it makes me do that. But also I think it's a good escape kind of a thing too, to just like, I don't know, just get away from the realities of your day, whether they be necessarily good or bad. But like, it's a bit of an escape to just like dive into a book and continue on that story, you know? I really, that's probably the only thing that I have taken up that's really different since you guys have like flew the coop. Except that I guess Dad and I, and this is going backwards and regressing, but we used to not really watch much of the same TV at all. And so if I wanted to watch my stuff or he wanted to watch his stuff, we would go in different rooms. So we purposely tried to find some things that we both liked. And so we both like decided that those were the two. So we watched Breaking Bad and we watched Better Call Saul, which both had quite a few seasons. And so we binge watched that together. Was kind of first for us to do together, is to watch binge watch a TV show. We just don't like the same things. So I don't, that's not a hobby, but
yeah, it is.
That's something different that we have done since you guys left, because I don't know, we, especially in the winters here, because well, I guess that's another thing. And I don't know that we did that because we were empty nesting, because Tyler did that with us when he was still living here, but we would go snowmobiling more, I think, if we were allowed to in the winters. But what I was going to say is our winters are so long that you almost have to find something else to do in the winters together, and there's not much to do outside, so that's when we started binge watching our shows. I don't know.
Okay, but let's say now, maybe outside of just, what are some hobbies that you like have liked your whole life or enjoy doing slash have made a habit of? Besides reading and snowmobiling and watching TV.
And podcasting. I mean, the thing is I really think if I had more time, like, okay.
There's a big one you're forgetting.
Traveling?
Well, that too.
I mean, I would love to travel more. And I really would.
You got to convince dad.
Huh?
You got to convince dad.
Yeah. And not to say that dad doesn't like to travel, but he is not as excited about it as I am. And he's all, especially not as excited about leaving the country as I am. I would like to travel. He, in his work life, used to travel a lot more, like when you guys were little. And so he got a lot of that out of his system, quote unquote, but it was for work. So I always feel like that has to be different, but he's seen a lot of different parts of the world with doing that. And I didn't, cause I didn't go along cause you guys were little and it was work. So I wish that I could get him in a frame of mind to want to travel now for pleasure, just he and I, and go wherever. But he's a little bit more resistant to do that than I thought he might be. So I'm not sure how I'll address that going forward, but I hope that he will. If not, I'll take you or I'll take a friend. Becky's already said she's in to travel with me. She's like really wants to travel a lot. She said she'd go places with me. Jody said she'd go places with me. So I got people that'll go. I know you guys said you first. So I have people I can go with if I, you know, even if it's just like to one really cool new place a year for now, I would love that. But so you said I'm forgetting something.
Oh, yeah. I have another question after that.
What am I forgetting?
You do every day.
Running? Oh, yes. Okay. I never think of that as a hobby, I guess.
That is a hobby. That's the point of a hobby. You are doing it because you like to do it. You're not doing it because you feel like you have to do it.
Okay. Well, that's
because
true.
If you felt like you had to do it, you wouldn't have been doing it since I was a child.
Well, that's true. So you're talking about running. So I have run.
Do your podcasters... Listeners know.
I'm sure I've talked about it before, but it's probably been a while. I have been a runner since, I even ran track in high school, but then I quit. And then I just remember this distinctly. It was my sophomore year in college. I decided to start running again, and I have not stopped since. The only times that I have sophomore year in college. And I've never stopped since. The only times that I have not run for like a period of time, I mean, is like when I broke my ribs, I couldn't run for probably about a month. And then after I had you two gave birth, I probably like I worked my way up, but it was probably a good 3 to 4 weeks before I could run with you guys, after I had you guys. So,
oh my God, 3 to 4 weeks you were running that quickly after you had a baby?
Well, I mean, yeah. So
when you say sophomore year of college, you started running again. How did you start running again? Because I really want to like running. I just hate it so much. And I feel like I can't even run a mile. And so when people say, I run 5 miles a day, I'm like, how does your body physically not collapse and die? I don't get it. Because if 10,000 people can run the New York Marathon, I'm pretty sure I can run at least 2 miles.
Well,
so how do I do it?
If you would have been doing it your whole life, it wouldn't be hard for you to run 2 miles. You know?
I know, but I need, how do I start?
You just have to start. Like, okay. So when I started, there was no, like the apartment complex that I was staying at the time did not have like a workout room. So fortunately it was right next to like right next to like a subdivision. Mm-hmm. So I took to running in that subdivision and I mapped out a route because I forever and ever, I've run 3 miles a day. That's just what I did. And that's
you just always started running 3 miles.
I just started running. I can't remember back that far specifically. If like the first day I did it, if I ran that 3 miles, like I don't remember that specifically because that's been too long ago to know that exactly. But I know it was fairly quickly that I ramped up because I could still picture the route in my head, like vividly.
I don't know how I'm your daughter. I can't.
I just feel like I'm not that I'm an oddity, but I think I know more people that say what you say than are like, oh, I love running, because a lot of people think it's boring. A lot of people, like I also ran outside all through college. Then post college, I ran outside. Gosh, I think I ran outside until we built our house after dad and I were married, and we were, that's the first time I got my own treadmill, because we lived in a place that I couldn't run outside anymore, because I always run first thing in the morning too. That's the other thing. I'm very much an early riser, because I learned quickly, especially once I had you kids, that if I was going to run after work, it wasn't going to get done, because I had you guys to take care of, and it just wasn't. So I started getting up before work and doing it, and then it just became a habit. But because of where we lived, it wasn't really safe. And I say that because of like the terrain, like it was back roads and stuff, and I didn't know about like animals and things. So I got a treadmill, and then that's when I started making a habit of putting the TV in my treadmill, and I watched TV. If I had to run just listening to music, even, I don't think I would be as inclined to love it. But like, that's how I keep up with all my shows. And I have so many shows that I watch that's when I watch all my recorded shows. So that's what I do. And I think you have to make something become a habit, and then you just do it, and your day doesn't feel complete if you've not done it.
Wow.
But you have to be forgiving of yourself. I had to learn that the hard way. Like if I would ever miss a day, I would like beat myself. I went through a period where I would like beat myself up about it and be like, you know, but now I don't do that. Like if I miss a day here or there, because whatever, I got to bed super, super late, or like on vacations, if it doesn't work, I let myself just have those times off. But
I wish I was a workout fanatic. It's just not one of my favorite things to do. Like I do it, but like, I can't really say I look forward to it.
Well, that's okay. I think that's normal. Actually, that people, I think that there's more people that only work out like 3 to 4 times a week and that's it. You know, it's just something that it's again, a time where I completely have just to myself. That's the other thing. Like, I don't like to work out with people. Like even people have been like, oh, we should run together. I'm like, I don't want to, I just like to run by myself. I like to run by myself, have my own thoughts in my head, watch whatever I want to on TV. And it's like, I think of it as just like me time, honestly, too. And nobody else is awake yet in the house. It just always has been that way. And it's just like my time as well. So it's not even all only about the physical part of it, but it's like the mental part of it.
Still just like, so impressive, I think, that you do that.
Well, thank you.
Also,
maybe we should stop and I should just send you a new link, because I only have like a minute left.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So pause.
Pause. Do you press it?
We're back.
We're back. And we were ending a question
with me running. So we're done with that one.
That was all about your hobbies.
Okay.
A question I was going to ask you that came up when we were talking about traveling is, if you had to pick one place to go, like you said, once a year, if you had to pick a place to go like next year, that's feasible, what would you pick?
Well,
You just had to go to one place next year.
Right.
You had to choose. You could still go other places the next years, but you're going to go.
All right. Well, the feasible, just because of the cost of Bora Bora. So in reality, it would probably be someplace in the States, because I would say like Mykonos or what?
No, budgets aren't a worry. So where would you go?
Oh, budgets aren't a worry. Then Mykonos.
Nice.
Greece. I would go to Greece. And Santorini, is that how you say it? Santorini? Is that all right? Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Mykonos, that's where I would go.
I've heard.
But I'm actually really jealous because Saxony just went there. And so Steph went
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So she was just there. So I'm totally jealous. But that's where, but that truly is where I would go. That's where actually Dad and I considered going. But he didn't really want to go there. So. I wish this was on Zoom. Yeah, that's where I would go next.
I've heard Mykonos is great.
It
a
looks
bunch of my
beautiful.
Friends went when they went to Europe.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, it is. But you should also go to the south of France.
Oh, okay. Convince me. I'm convinced.
Very, very fun. Okay. My next question is, what if you had to pick one thing, what would be your favorite thing about being a mom?
I think I like this might sound weird because there's so many good things, but like I think knowing what unconditional love is I might cry.
Oh my
God. Okay, well it's the most unconditional love that I think you can know, that you can know, like not even necessarily like from you guys to me, but me knowing how to give like unconditional love, like no matter what, how much like I love you guys, no matter what, like it's like a true unconditional love. And I don't know that exists with any other relationship, you know, and not to diss marriage or anything, but 50% of marriages end in divorce. You know what I mean? And like, there's sometimes you can get freaking mad at your spouse, and I guess not that you don't still love them, but it's just like, cause I can get freaking mad at you kids too, but it's different. And I remember with both you guys, I like have distinct memories because both of you are bald. And I breastfed both of you. And so I was the lone person to get up with you in the middle of the nights to feed you when you were babies still. And I never cared. I never minded. Like I never minded. I was never that mom who was like, but I'm going to put my breast milk in a bottle so that your dad has to get up with you too. Like I did not care. And I would get up with you and I would get you guys out of your cribs, and I would always feed you guys in the living room in the recliner. So I would get you out of your cribs and I would carry you, and I would smell your head on the way to the recliner. And it was the best. Baby heads are the best smell in the entire world. And I would smell your head on the way to the thing. And I would just think, I just can't. I love you. I didn't know you could love somebody or something or anything this much. Like it's just this overwhelming feeling. And I think
and
that's
so. So having horrible, horrible childbirth pain is worth it.
Oh, for sure. And yes, it was horrible because with Tyler, I had him too quickly. Like I waited too long to go to the hospital and I was not able to get an epidural. And I thought I was going to die. So
Tyler.
Yeah. With you, I did, but the difference is my labor with you was 17 hours, and with Tyler was probably only about five or six hours. So like, I guess that was the difference.
17 but, hours is like unheard of these days.
I think it is. I don't even know anymore, but I was like a screamer too. Like I never thought that would be me. And I was a screamer. Like I was.
Yeah, that's not very you.
In the midst of labor, one of the doctors from another room came into like my room, like knocked on the door and was like, do y'all need help here? Because I was yelling so much. It was, I had all back labor for any moms. Like I had all back labor and I don't know if I'd have not had abdominal labor. Like, I don't even know what it feels like, but I've always heard that back labor is more painful than abdominal labor. And holy it is like, it's
what
so
did it
painful.
Feel like?
So I don't even, do you have back, lower back pains when you have your period?
Kinda, not really.
I don't, it, there's,
I used to when I was younger though.
You know, like when you stub your toe and it hurts so freaking bad, like it's 10 times worse than that. But like, do you know how when you have, okay, so you have cramps in your stomach then when you have on your period. So like,
well,
this is only,
know. I just kind of get like,
oh, well, like I specifically have lower back pain when I have my periods, which I think is a sign that you would have lower back pain then as you have back labor. And like the same pains you get when you're on your period is the same pain you get when you are in labor, but like 100 times worse. And it comes in waves, just like, and it was just terrible. And so, but finally when my doctor did arrive and I like actually started pushing, I feel like these are details people don't want to know, but he was even like, basically in so many words was like, chill, like quit screaming and just push. Stop yelling. But everyone was scared of me, and the dad will even attest to that. Like when it was come time to tell me that it was, that I was not going to be able to have an epidural because I was too far dilated, nobody wanted to be the one to tell me. Like the nurse was like, dad, to dad, you have to tell her. And he's like, I don't want to tell her. I don't want to tell her. You tell her. She's like, no, you have to tell her.
That's just like so funny because that's so not you at all. So like every time you tell that story, it makes me laugh because I just like can't picture you being like a monster like that, because usually you would be the one like being so embarrassed if somebody else was being like that. Like you would be like, God, that's so annoying. Like you'd right. be like, who is that crazy person?
Plus so I'm a people
the fact
pleaser.
That you once
so
in your life have been the crazy person is hilarious.
Well, plus I'm such a people pleaser. So like if the nurse was like, we're going to have to give you, you're not going to have an epidural, I'll usually be like, okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
You were like, no.
Hell, I said, so I did it. I was like, no, you have to, nope. You have to, or you, I have to, I mean, you have to give it to me. They're like, we can, anyway. So yeah.
Well, going off of that, what is one of your funniest memories of me as a child?
Oh, these are so hard because I have such a terrible memory to recap, like to pull from memories.
Yeah, but I know that you can pull children memories.
Oh, this was one. This was a good one for me. I mean, it was, I don't know if it was the funniest, but this is just one of them that pops in my head like pretty quickly. And that was, so when you were growing up, or when you were growing up, when you were little, it was, so you were born in 2000. So we were in like the later stages of like Madonna's sort of like second coming, where she had, like the album Music. Wasn't it called Music even? Anyway, that song Music was popular at the time when you were about three, and sing it.
Music makes the bourgeoisie and the rebel.
Yeah.
I don't even know how I know that song.
Because I listened. That's all we listened to in the car. And I'm
sure
people
thought. But that's what's crazy. Okay, finish your story and then we can talk.
Okay. So this is a memory I have. So we were in Walmart and I was pushing you, like, you know, you were riding in the car like normal and I was just shopping and you were just singing that song. Like you were like, music mix the people, and you were just singing it. I really don't even really remember you singing it. I was just pushing, you were just singing it. And a lady, like I met a lady in a cart and she kind of looked over at me and she goes, is she singing Madonna? And I was like, oh my God, please don't judge me. Yes, she's singing Madonna.
It really? I didn't know that.
Yes. Oh
she
my God.
She asked you if I...
Yeah, she said, is she singing Madonna? And I was like, yeah. And she, yeah. I mean, I don't remember my exact response, except that I was like, yeah. And I was almost like felt judged, but she thought it was funny. Like she didn't judge me in the moment. She wasn't like, oh my God, I can't believe she's singing. She laughed and thought it was funny, but yeah.
Well, I'm glad to know that from a young age, I've done whatever the hell I want to do, aka singing Madonna in a Walmart cart. And I can only picture what I looked like with my fucking hair singing Madonna.
Right. You're correct. I'm sure. But ironically, we're going to Madonna's concert in August.
Well, what I was going to say is like, it's so weird because like, I specifically remember there was this one time in college that I was like running errands or something in my car. And for some reason, a Madonna song came on. And I was like, let me go on to Madonna's page and like her Spotify page and like shuffle her songs and see how many I knew. And I knew like so many. Like once I heard like the first chorus, I felt like I knew every word. And like usually you can pinpoint in your life like, oh, Taylor Swift, like I remember when Love Story came out. Like I know why I know all of those words. But like with Madonna songs, I cannot remember why I know those or how I know those, because
that is weird.
It's not developed enough because I knew them at such a young age. So like, it's so weird. So I'm excited to see her in concert, even though she looks bad.
I know she's weird now. And I'm just for anyone listening that doesn't know that she's going on tour,
it's like an Eras tour.
It's like an Eras tour.
Celebrate. It's all like everyone's doing it now.
Greatest hits tour, so to speak. And so that I'm sure she's going to be singing a couple new songs because she just had a new song come out that's like on the top dance charts, whatever, called Vulgar. I don't know if you've heard. Anyway, imagine that. It's called Vulgar. But I think I'm just really praying. And she had like just, I don't think you call it an Easter egg, but it was just like, she had a post like anticipating her concert. And it was like a picture of her that I could tell was a recent picture. It wasn't like a picture from her days as a blonde and like a normal looking person. So like, I'm praying, even if it's just a wig, that she like goes back to looking like she did back then, because I thought she was very, very pretty back then. Like, and now she just looks weird. Like she has eyebrows.
Regardless of like what she looks like, the show will be like really good.
Oh yeah.
And fun. And there'll probably be so many gay people there.
Oh, totally.
Because
there might be more.
Especially in New York.
And I think that's all she has as far as people in her concert too.
Yeah.
Like in her production, but she, if nothing else, also, because I mean, some people have criticized her singing because she's also like not the best singer. Like she's not got a strong voice, but she always sings live. That was another thing, that she doesn't ever lip sync, and her shows are always just really phenomenal. Kind of I don't know if they're Taylor Swift level, but I'm sure she will put on a show.
Well, and you know that I have one of her albums on vinyl, right?
I do.
It's the one with Holiday, I think.
Yeah, that's a good one. I forget the name of the album, but
yeah. Another thing that I thought of when I was talking about funny stories about me is when I called my preschool teacher a hooker. Because I remember Becky telling me that story and I was like, I no memory of that.
Honestly, Becky, God bless Becky, because I almost didn't remember that story until she brought it up. I don't even
I would
remember what the
honestly love to hear some of the stuff that
I
Becky has to
wish,
say, but
yeah, Becky would have good stories about you too. What was the context? We need Becky here to like remind us
I
what the
don't
context.
remember, but all I remember is that I was in preschool and I was calling my preschool teacher a hooker. And I don't know why I knew the word or how. I'm
And if
sure it's
anyone,
probably from a Madonna song.
and if anyone, I don't think, but that's the thing about Madonna's songs is that she was so controversial. But if you listened to the words to her songs back then, except for there was a couple, but they were actually very like
Well, it didn't have to be
innocent
raunchy, but
songs.
like, or maybe I even just heard it on TV and I was like, that's a funny word for some reason that I
Dang
thought
it.
like,
I need to have Becky
yeah,
remind me
but I
what the
mean,
context is, because she'll remember. You think I would remember that? I don't even remember
regardless,
what
I
the
did call my preschool teacher a
and
hooker at the age of three.
if you would know what your preschool teacher looks like, it's the furthest thing from a hooker in the entire world. Like
Well, I
the
mean, and I was
furthest.
three, so I didn't know what a hooker was.
That's true.
That's the best part is in my mind, I probably thought I was calling her something so nice.
Like a
I was
beauty
probably like, you're
queen.
a hooker. And can you imagine the shock of a preschool teacher when a child who's three looks at you and says, you're a hooker?
The judgment on the parents whenever that
Yeah, you're
happens
probably
too.
like, oh my
Oh
God,
my
this kid.
God. Oh, that's so freaking funny.
Whenever I'm home in the summer or like, in a it's like 2 weeks
Yeah.
we should watch some more of those home videos because
Yes.
those were so funny and I want to see more of me because as much as I think that like my personality has obviously changed since I was 3 years old, I still think there are some core things within me that really resonate with my younger self.
Well, do you remember the one of you like in your, you would put on shows and you would put on your little glittery Barbie like jacket and you would have your like princess crown and you would have like your purse and your fake little heel, like Dora heels or whatever the hell. And you would just march around like real, like so flamboyant kind of, you know, and singing. And like if you would sing, well, there's that one of you singing a Madonna, it was a Madonna song too. And
Like
I
a
don't know which.
virgin.
It was.
Like a virgin. I was singing. Like a virgin.
Horrible mother.
Or dude, there was a video of me singing the Hokey Pokey, and I was being like so flamboyant about the whole thing.
Yeah, you did that a lot. Like you were definitely like a performer. Like I'm kind of surprised you weren't a performer in some form or fashion, like at some
I
point,
think
but
if I was born somewhere else, I probably would have been because I
maybe.
still would like to do that.
Yeah, well,
I
go
guess
for
it's never
it.
too late.
Nope, it's never too late. God. Yeah, we should definitely watch those.
Think that there's some good ones. Okay, moving off of that, what is your biggest pet peeve?
Okay, I addressed this at on my other set of questions, but I'll answer it again. So I have several. These are the ones I mentioned, and I'll mention them again because they're
You
worth
mean on
mentioning.
your episode, the.
Where I interviewed myself.
Yeah, but I wanted to ask it too, because I have something to say.
Okay, so I had three of them, and I'll just repeat them. One, the first is when people chew like really loud, especially chips and especially Fritos, because it's like. Calm the hell down. Like you'll still chew it up and digest it without like breaking your jaw chewing. Like just stop. But chewing super loud and not being self-conscious of it. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times people will be chewing and they're like, "Oh God, this is so loud when I'm chewing." Like, but not acknowledging it. And everyone in the room is like, "Holy shit." That was one. The second one is when people one particular for sure, but the other one is when people talk with their mouth full of food, like absolutely drives me insane, especially again when you're not aware of it, because I think everyone talks with food in their mouth, but you know, like if I were to take a bite and like I just like chewed twice and you would ask me a question, I would go like this. And for those that aren't can see me, I have my hand like slightly covering my mouth So I would, that's like an acknowledgement of, oh my gosh, I have food in my mouth. So I'm going to answer your question, but that's so you don't see the food popping out of my mouth. This is my recognition of the fact that I'm self-aware that my mouth is full of food. But to just like, oh, you asked me a question, I'm just going to blurt the answer out with my mouth full of food and there's food flying and I can't even understand what you're saying because your mouth is so full of food and I don't even have the self-awareness to chew my food first and then answer your question. Oh my God, it absolutely makes me crazy. And I know that you know that one. The third one is when you're driving along and someone pulls out in front of you, but then they go like 20 miles an hour. Could you
and
just
you weren't
not wait?
Going 20 miles an hour?
No, I was going 55. You pull
when
out
in the world
me,
have you ever gone 20 miles an hour?
Probably never. So yeah, those are my three.
Okay. I was going to say off of that, do you have a pet peeve about me? Is there something I do that annoys you? I'm not going to be offended.
I know. I know you won't. Let's see.
Because yours for me is when you cry.
Oh, really?
Well, no, you know that. I get so uncomfortable when people cry over things I do. That like when I make people cry, it makes me like super uncomfortable unless it's like I graduated college or I'm moving to New York. Like that doesn't make me uncomfortable, but I'm not a crier.
No, you're
and
not.
So like when I would leave for college like 3 hours away and my mom would like cry even though she was seeing me at Christmas and it was Thanksgiving, I was like, oh my God, like I get so much anxiety. So and you know that I always, every time you say, I'm going to cry, I literally go, oh.
Yeah, for sure. And maybe like, I don't know that I would have thought of this because I really can't think of anything specific that annoys you.
Well, I'm like pretty not annoying.
That's annoying. But the fact that you don't cry, I think annoys me because sometimes I want, like, if you're leaving me, you know, like, and going back home to New York and you don't cry, I'm like, aren't you sad that I'm leaving? Like, I'm leaving you by yourself.
No, this is like my whole thing is like, I am an emotional person in general. I like to keep it inside, which is not necessarily better than like crying all the time, but like, in moments, that's what I'm saying, is in moments like that, like when you left, when like you would, if you left me in New York, like the first time I moved, I don't think I cried.
No,
and it's
you
like,
didn't.
Like moments like that where I'm like, probably should cry because I just like hate, it makes me so uncomfortable. Like I just I hate showing that much emotion. I don't know why. I don't like crying in front of people when it's not like something very genuinely upsetting. Even if it is very genuinely upsetting, I don't like crying
because I
think it comes from the fact like I just like don't know what to say. I think the one time I remember losing it was when you guys took me to college and I forgot my computer charger and that like fucking set me over the edge and I was like, I literally am going to this place where I know no one, know nothing, and I forgot my computer charger and now I can't charge my computer and that's the only thing. And I remember standing in the Apple store with you and dad and you guys being like, we can send you one, and I was like, I can't, and I just started crying because I was like so just overwhelmed. That's the only time I can remember crying because I was actually emotional.
Really? Well, because ironically, that was also a time where I was like, how are you not crying? Is when we dropped you off at college and I cried really hard.
Well, don't you remember I cried on the walk from the Apple store to the dorms, like literally on the street?
I don't remember.
And
that.
I was like so upset because I was just like super overwhelmed. And finally, you guys were like, it's a computer charger. And I was like, it's.
See, that's what I'm talking about. My brain is like forgets certain things. Maybe I block that out because it was hard for me to see you cry because it was hard for me to let you there by yourself, because whenever I let you there by yourself, when we left after we moved you in, I just cried and cried and cried and cried and cried. Even came home and like laid, like went to bed and cried, you know? Same with Tyler. Like I went
like,
laid in his bed.
That. I hate that. I just hate feeling that much emotion.
Yeah, and I
that's
don't, you didn't get it from me because I have emotion about every freaking thing. I cry about everything, like
You
everything.
cry if like a freaking bunny dies in a movie.
Well, like we watched Creed with Tyler 2 weeks ago. Like that's a boxing movie, you
You
know? And like,
cried into Creed.
I don't even remember what part. It was probably when he won the freaking fight, and he, you know, and I was like crying. I like cried everything. Yes. It's ridiculous.
But I feel like you in general, like, are pretty emotional just like throughout your life. Like, it's not like you're like really emotional about movies, but not emotional about everything else. Like, your emotions pretty much stay consistent. I feel like mine don't. Because I can get like really emotional about the weirdest things and then have no emotion about like big life events.
Yeah.
I'm getting like
Yeah.
emotional here.
That's true. I'm consistent with my emotion, and meaning I cry about everything. And
Well, I
you.
was talking about the other day, my genetic combination of you and dad. And I think that like I, for some reason, just got like the weirdest genetic combination from you two and have just like a bunch of things that don't make sense going together. And dad's never a crier. And but I don't think he necessarily feels the emotion. And you're always a crier, always feeling emotion. And I think that I'm not a crier who feels emotion, which is very odd, a very odd spot to be in.
That is,
Just
that's
like I was
true.
saying, how I'm a people pleaser, but I also get really angry if I can't do something that I want to do. Because I know it best, better than those people, but I still want to please them. It's very odd dichotomy. Anyway,
Yeah, it is. It's like a little bit of like opposite personalities, and you have them both somehow.
yeah.
Yeah.
And one of my last questions
Okay.
is, and then I think that it wouldn't be right if we didn't end this with like a fast round, and
Ooh, yay.
I didn't make the questions. I just thought of that because you always do that. So I think that we should do that.
Okay.
But what is something that you think people would be surprised to know about you? That you let your daughter listen to Madonna when she was two?
Yeah.
I don't think people would be surprised to learn that.
Maybe not. Ooh, that's a good question. Oh, that's hard. Maybe you could help me answer it because I'm
Maybe that
trying
you wore the same sports bras for 20 years.
I mean, they probably would be like kind of surprised, but you know, yeah, I did. Because I run on my treadmill, there's got to be something else though. I have to think of something else. But because I ran on my treadmill, ooh, I don't know that people know I had a surprise wedding, or did we talk about that?
No, that's a good one.
So yes, I had a surprise wedding. Well, first to back up that last thing, because I run on the treadmill, I never, ever, ever buy new workout clothes, like literally ever.
I bought her a new workout, like two new workout set for Christmas, like
And
2 weeks
I
ago.
legitimately think that I had like one, like two sets, like a sports bra and then like these little spandexes. So I prefer wearing spandex when I run. But anyway, I had two sets that I just switched off every week. And this is also gross, but because I run on the same treadmill and no one's around me, I wear the same set of, and I'm just so predictable, or I'm so routined. What's the word? That's not the right word. Anyway,
Creature
for
of
the set,
habit.
huh?
Creature of habit.
Creature of habit. For a week, like for the whole week, I wear the same clothes. I hang them on a hook behind my door, and I just put them on the next morning. So by the end of the week, if they stink, I'm
True.
sure, but I just wear the same set. But I legitimately think I wore it for 20 years before you gave me new ones about 3 weeks, 3 years ago, and I'll probably wear those until you get me more in another 20 years. But
Well,
anyway.
no, it'll probably be next year.
Okay,
Because that's how
so
often you should probably replace your workout gear. But
I did buy a Skims sport bra though.
nice.
Yeah,
I did
thanks.
get her on the Skims wave,
Yep,
so.
you for sure did. So, Tim surprised me for our wedding. So we like dated, I guess, so to speak, for about a year. And then we had talked about getting married, but I'm going to make this short because this could be a whole podcast in itself. But he led me to believe we're going to go on a destination wedding. But instead, he surprised me and led me to believe I was going somewhere else for a different reason. And when we showed up there, he got out and proposed, but everything was already set up for us to be able to get married. The pastor, maid of honor, our parents, best man, it was all set. It was a small, obviously. And so I said yes, and we got married right then and there. And that was my surprise wedding. So I had no idea I was going to be getting married that day, and I did. So that is something.
I think like a lot of people these days would be like, oh, I would never want a surprise wedding. I want to do it. But I think it's so like romantic and fun.
It is. And I mean, I will say I was married before. So it was, yeah. I had a wedding that was big and did the whole planning thing and whatever. He did too. So like checking that off of my list of, you know, like doing all that.
Yeah, but also like, even if you would just have that like reception or like the wedding, like you could always have a big reception, right, with like all your friends, if like whatever. But correct. I think it's so sweet.
Yeah, it's a very unique and fun story to tell.
Okay,
we got 8 minutes left on
now let's do a fast round of this.
Okay, I'm ready. Oh god.
Wait, hold on. Let me pull up. Okay, my first one is for lunch. You can only have an orange or a cookie.
Cookie.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If I'm being dishonest, I'd say orange because it's healthy. But honestly, the cookie.
TV series or movies?
Movies.
Okay. How about brownies or cookies?
What kind of cookies?
Not crumble cookies, just regular cookies. Like cookies from a box or brownies from a box?
Okay. If that, brownies from a box.
Okay. New York or LA?
New York.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
not just because you live there.
No, I was just mean like the city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about this? This is really random. Paperback books or hardcover books?
Paperback.
New York bagels or New York pizza? You asked me this one.
Bagels.
Wait, you've had New York pizza, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Bagels.
Bagels. And tell them what your order was.
Well, I think I don't remember exactly, but I believe I got an everything bagel with, I don't remember what kind of cream cheese it was. I think it might have just been regular cream cheese.
Could have
or
been
vegetable.
Scallion.
I think it was a vegetable.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of cream cheese. And then I believe, did I get something on it? I don't think I got anything on it. I think it was just that. Either. It was just that.
Okay. Wicked, the musical, or Phantom of the Opera?
Holy crap.
Look at what shirt you're wearing. I didn't even realize.
Okay, Wicked. Oh my gosh, that's so weird.
It does defy gravity for everyone that can't see that. Okay, cool. This is an interesting one. Would you rather live in 1969 or 2069?
1969.
I agree. Okay. I think I know the answer to this, but would you rather have it be extremely hot or extremely cold?
Extremely hot.
Yeah.
Extremely hot because I like the weather, but extremely cold because of the clothes.
Okay. Yeah, totally get that. Cats or dogs?
Well, dogs.
Yeah.
I probably used to would have said cats 10 years ago, but dogs.
Okay. Okay, Friends or Sex and the City?
Oh, no. And this is hard because, and just like that, second season just came out and I've just watched the first episode and a half. Honestly, I'm gonna have to go with Friends because it is just like my go-to, makes me feel better every single time I watch it and just makes me laugh every single time. I have to say Friends.
Okay. Now I'm gonna think of something. Let me think. Cook 3 meals a day for your whole family, or what's something else you hate to do? Or
I know one.
go car shopping and buy a new car every month.
Oh, God.
That was like such a catered question to my mom, just so everybody knows. That was not
Oh.
like just off the top of the dome.
The only other thing you could have added was like figuring out how to use a high-tech camera or something.
No, seriously. Figuring out how to get her Instagram feed back to normal.
I'm gonna even, sorry, but I'm gonna say the car thing.
You would rather do that?
Yeah.
You hate cooking. Okay, last one. Let me think of a really good one. You can only wear for the rest of your life colors or neutrals.
Neutrals. Ta-da!
Yeah.
I love colors, but I've find myself trending toward neutrals. I'm just like validating my answer to that. And plus, I just think the capsule wardrobe is more conducive when you're just using neutrals. So,
I think I'm like that too. Like, I think I have to, like, when I go to the store, I always go for the neutral, and then I'm like, I should probably get like a little bit of color or something.
yeah, right.
But yeah, well,
Okay.
that was fun.
Was.
I want to be the host more often.
Well, maybe that could be another segment I could do on my podcast.
Like once a month or once every 2 months or something.
Yeah.
And
And
then your audience will get to know you better.
true.
Because I feel like they
That's,
learned a lot about you today.
I think that you're right. You
And
had very
questions
good
that
questions.
nobody would ever have thought to ask, only because I'm your daughter.
That's right. And you could continue that.
And if I think they're interesting, I definitely think that everyone else thinks they're interesting.
I agree. Kudos. And
All right. Well, it was so nice having you on my podcast, Natalie.
oh, I very much appreciate you having me. It was such a pleasure.
You're welcome. You're welcome back anytime.
Aw, thank you. I'd love to come back again.
No problem.
Wait, I gotta end with the Bible verse because I always
Okay, and then
do.
I'll do the closing. I'll
Okay.
close my podcast.
Okay. So let me just pull one up here. Okay. Ooh, this one's kind of a cool, neat one. So it's Proverbs 27, verse 17, and it is, as an iron sharpens an iron, so a friend sharpens a friend.
Love
Isn't that?
that.
I know, me too.
Maybe a
Hey.
mother sharpens a daughter.
Aww, that's so sweet. I'm gonna cry.
Oh, please don't. Okay. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Go like, rate, and subscribe.
And
And
review.
I will see you on Tuesday for the first Bachelor recap.
Nope, this will be after the Bachelor recap.
No, but I'll see you on Tuesday for the first Bachelor recap,
Yeah,
right?
but this will be airing after I do my Bachelor recap. So
Correct. So I hope you enjoyed the last episode of the Bachelor recap. Anyway, see you next
okay.
time.
Love you. Thank
Love you too.
you.
Bye.
Bye.